It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
All right, today on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're joined by Chadron State football head coach Jay Long today. And Jay, before we start, hope you're doing well. Hope your family's doing well during this wild coronavirus situation across the area. You guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing, our coaches are, I think, are doing a good job of maintaining and staying in touch with our kids. Really, when all this went down, it's something that, really no coach that I know of that's still alive that's ever had to, go through a situation like this. So everything is really just by trial and error. And when I first had our first coaches meeting, I said, let's just make sure our number one goal, putting our athletes first, putting our athletes priority number one. And over the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think that's our staff has done a great job of setting up ways to communicate with our team, make sure that they're safe, keep focusing on making sure that they're succeeding in the classroom also. And all of our reports back are our guys are doing well in the classroom and they're doing well at home. And we've got kids spread out all the way from New York to L.A. So when you have that kid spread all over the country, different kids are in different situations and they're in different lockdowns. And when we have our team Zoom meetings, it's really interesting to hear, what their towns are doing and what their area is doing, because we're very fortunate here in Chadron not to have any cases.
You're right. And, you mentioned New York to L.A. spread out everywhere. How often do you guys as a staff get to contact the players and kind of go through things, just checking on them, number one, and with school, number two, as well? And how often do you get to talk to them about spring football stuff when you didn't get to have a spring football session?
Well, the NCAA did some rule changes for us, and they allowed us to be able to talk football with our guys for 2 hours a week. And we've been doing that, I would say, about twice a week. Every coach, either position coach or the coordinators, contact the guys and talk some ball. But really, for us to install an offense or install a defense over a Zoom meeting, and then we don't practice it until 4 months later, 5 months later, we don't really know how much of a benefit we're getting from that. So the majority of our Zoom meetings and our times when we contact our guys is really just talking about their well-being and their academics. And then we finish with a little bit of an install of what we're looking for, and really just talk football. I think it's the biggest thing. Right now with, no sports on TV, I think that's something that the guys are hungry for it, and they want to talk some ball and they want to learn some ball. And those things are something that does allow us to continue to do that. We just as coaches have to make sure that we're teaching an effective way, and then also that our kids are, it's not just a waste of their time. And so far, I think I'm on almost everyone that Zooms, and the coaches have been doing a great job of teaching. One of the things I've also done is I've listened to a lot of my own kids get their Zoom classes from the teachers. And we're stealing ideas from them. They obviously been trained in how to teach in this new way, and giving some pointers, and I know that I've listened to my daughters numerous times. I'm also I like history, so I've been listening to Coach Sandstrom's talks to my daughter when he teaches the history class, and then he's teaching some World War II Japanese stuff, and I've been stealing some of his ideas that he's been using. I listened to C.J. Bach teach math to my daughter, and he also has done does a great job of figuring out ways to be able to communicate with his students and keep them interactive, because as when you're talking to somebody, you see their body language, that you're getting to them. And then if you read their body language and it's not going the right direction, then that you got to change something. And I think that's the hardest part about Zoom meetings.
Yeah, it's a whole new world with Zoom interaction versus in-person interaction, and excited to dive into this stuff with you. And before we kind of get into all of that and the details of it, you did mention install and those things in spring ball that can't fully happen on the field with the new offensive coordinator Micah Smith coming in. Do you feel like that is really going to set you guys back, or is everybody, because they're on an even playing field, all in the same boat, or are you to make the progress, I guess, the best you can right now with what Micah wants to do with the new offense considering the situation?
You know, Dave, I think all those solutions you just said are things that we're doing. One is that everybody's on the same playing field. And really, I think in our conference, I think there's six new head coaches, and they're trying to install not only offense, they're trying to install offense, defense, special teams, their culture, you know, and what their, you know, what their program's about. So, and we're going to be, you know, ahead of that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other teams in our conference, I think Western State was the only one that didn't have a coach change. And so most of us are all going to be in the same boat in regards to that. So that's something that as a coach you can feel better about, that, you know, that everybody's on the same page as we are in that regards. The next thing is yeah, we want to give them as much as we can where they can still learn it. And, you know, so that's something that we are currently doing and continuing to do. We did a huge fundraiser here a little bit ago that to get like an online playbook that we were able to share with our players, and players are going to be able to see it. And with that fundraiser that's currently going on, it's been really exciting. We've raised almost $12,000 as of this morning for it. So we only wanted to raise $4,000. So it's really good. It's a great opportunity for us to be able to get that. And that'll provide just some other ways that the players can learn on their own.
Yeah, the fundraising thing, Jay, is awesome. And we're going to get into that, too. There's been a fun tie-in with all the people who have shown how much folks really do love CSC football with that fundraiser and the competition. That in a minute. One question I did want to ask about with Mike and the offense, have you found it limiting what you wanted to do going into next season? Have you decided, you know what, we're going to have to scrap this for 2020, we'll try it in 21, or any of those limitations that are disallowing you to do exactly what you wanted to do with the new offense because of all this?
You know, Dave, I don't. That's a good question. I would tell you this right now: the NCAA is working on some stuff for us to be able to make up a few of those practices that we didn't get in the spring. And there's some options out there. Hopefully, that those options start getting, you know, moved along a little bit more. But as everybody knows, it's trying to make plans. It's really hard because everything can change in 1 week. And really, not in 1 week, in 1 day, things can change. And yeah. But the NCAA is preparing a plan for us to be able to make up some of those spring practices we missed. The other part of it is you know, Dave, is that, you know, when we go through fall camp, as it stands right now, we'll have 25 practices to be able to install and those type of things, our new schemes in that. And then also, you know, I think that this is a time where, you know, when I've talked to other coaches, is that, you know, this is where you lean on your culture and you lean on what your guys, you know, our expectations are. And, you know, Shattern's a very successful program, and our culture is very strong. And our kids know that they have to be doing stuff at home in order to have success in the fall. And I think that that's something that, you know, that in this crazy time that I think that families, coaches, administrators, that everybody has to rely on, you know, what we've taught ourselves before and rely on that the guys are going to make the right decisions.
Coach Jay, along with us of the Shattered State Eagles on our CSC Sports Journal program tonight, and sticking with the Zoom theme, your assistant coaches as well in this new world, putting on coaching clinics, and last night Coach Sassy got it started off with special teams. Had the privilege to sit in and watch that Zoom meeting and see how this thing works, and boy, you talk about establishing culture and telling coaches what you guys are all about and using technology. Tell us about how all this kind of developed and what your assistants are thinking of this new way to do these Zoom clinics. And do you feel like, because so much of this type of stuff is now going to Zoom, that it will continue this way into the future, even when in-person gatherings are allowed and okay to do?
Well, Dave, this is, you know, when it comes down to when we first started, when this all happened, we tried to put together, like, all right, what do we got to accomplish as a coaching staff? And number one was put our kids first, and that's been the number one priority. Our number two was how can we get our schemes out? And then number three was, let's be the most organized recruiting that we've ever been. And then the other thing is the fourth part is continue to promote our program. And with you, as you know, no sports, people are hungry for it, mm-hmm. and coaches are hungry for it, because our right now our schedule, if we were going season wise, or if we were going spring ball, you know, us coaches would make, you know, in that 60 hours a week of doing spring ball, and with that being gone, there's like a void in there. And one of the things we talked about as coaching staff was, hey, how can we communicate and promote our program and really promote the game of football? And we came up with doing a Zoom clinic. And what we did is we just basically sent an email, because we have a database of every high school coach in the area that we recruit, and we sent an email to those head coaches and said, share it with your assistants. And we had everywhere over last night, from a coach from California on there to there was a Division I coach from Florida on there, a special teams Division I coach from Florida, and then also we've got, you know, our local coaches there. So it was really awesome, and we're going to continue to do them. We're going to do one more tonight. And then Thursday night's a draft, so we're going to let those guys obviously watch the draft, because it's a little football fix. And then the next week we're going to go finish with myself, Coach Smith, and Coach Jersey. And then if it's successful, which last night was very successful, we had, I think, 71 coaches on there for 2 hours from all over the country, then we're going to decide, you know, whether we want to do more and how we're going to do them and those type of things. So it helps with the professional development of us, professional development of our coaches in our area, and it gives us that football fix. And, you know, one of the other goals for our coaches is that we want to find ways to stay sharp, and being able to talk ball is number one way to stay sharp.
Coach, I think I'm going to be right there with you guys watching about every second of that NFL draft on Thursday night to kind of get the fix this time of year of no games but watching the draft. Did you catch the 89 draft was on ESPN last night? Did you catch any of that?
You know what? I did. I did throw it on for a little bit, and then I got a phone call. So then my kids got a hold of the remote and changed it on me. But yeah, it was. I just sat on just for a few seconds when it turned on.
Some great hair for Mel Kiper, right?
Yes, for sure.
That was wild, seeing that 89 draft. Good stuff. But we're all trying to dip into our sports any way we possibly can now. So we got head coach of the Eagles, Jay Long, here with us on the show. Jay, you mentioned recruiting. How has all of this impacted what you guys want to do in your recruiting moving into the summer?
You know, Dave, recruiting is also, you know, with all this happening, it's sped it up, because now we have all those coaches that would be putting their time into spring ball are now diverting it to recruiting, and we're starting to see a lot of Division II schools right now putting out offers to kids, and normally that doesn't happen until about late May, June, once the kids start going to camps. So it has changed that a little bit. Nobody's really committing for Division II yet, but what it does is it's speeding things up. And like I said, recruiting wise, we just had a staff meeting, the athletic staff, and Joel asked us, you know, how's this going with recruiting? And heck, we're ahead of where we've ever been at this time because of this COVID crisis. So recruiting's been going really well. One of the things that we're trying to do is we're trying to put out as much social media that we can to promote our program. We've obviously been doing the clinics so the high school coaches can see what us coaches are like, how we coach and talk some ball. And then also we've been through social media, been contacting a ton of kids and inviting them to our camps and those type of stuff. So recruiting's going really well. We've got our board. We're getting our board almost, I wouldn't say it'd be finished. It'll never be finished until February. But we're working on our recruiting board and got a good group of kids that we think can, you know, that have a great, we have a good opportunity getting.
Great to hear. Head Coach Jay Long with us tonight on the show. And you mentioned the fundraiser for the software program, the playbook program that started out looking for $4,000 from Eagle fans. You're well past that mark. And there is still some time to vote for the all-time CSC football team, 2001 versus 2008. You can find the voting on the CSC Athletics website. What a fun thing this has turned into, Jay, on Twitter, a little smack talk back and forth, guys putting their old jerseys on. What an awesome idea, and I imagine you guys are just loving this.
Dave, we like stole this idea from like three different type of things out that was going on out there. You know, there was a lot of virtual brackets going on. Our wrestling team did one, and they created a bunch of excitement for the wrestling program, and so we kind of stole a piece of that. I looked at another college that was doing like a, basically it was like a GoFundMe like type page to get people to donate, and then we put it into one, and it has exceeded the expectations like no other. As of this morning, right now, we're at $12,000, and it's absolutely awesome. And really, even more than it raising money, it's also just brought a bunch of alumni together. The old 90s classes, the 89, 92, 94, 95, 96, so those that era, there wasn't as much social media back in that day, and those guys started a little Facebook thread, and they were talking, and it was really cool. Then also you got the late 90s crew came in. We had the 78 crew that was, chiming in, and then the 2006, 2007 class, which was where Danny Woodhead was in, and then they had the other group that was 2008 that were where Danny Woodhead was not part of. He just graduated, so Joe McClain was the quarterback for that, and then obviously the 2001 team kept knocking out and upsetting teams, and so it's been just really fun, and my phone has just been going off the hook of my former teammates texting me and former Eagles texting me, and it's really cool, and I'm excited to see who ends up winning the fan favorite, and at the end of it, it's been just a great promotion of our program, and it's been also a great fundraiser for us that we'll be able to get what we wanted to go buy. So
yeah, it sure has been awesome, fans. Again, check it out on the CSC website and go on Twitter and the social media channels. You'll find some really funny stuff going back and forth between some alums and folks, even still here in town, too. Good stuff. Jay Long with us here tonight. Jay, some news came out last night that Boise State, as an institution, has lost about $10 million to COVID-19 cancellations. And now the football staff, including their head coach, Brian Harsin, they're going to be forced by the school to take 10-day furloughs. So these things starting to hit up in the college football ranks. I'm just curious your reaction to hearing that and what kind of impacts and things may come out of that when you hear that news.
You know, Dave, you know, my dad, he's a rancher, and we're obviously being a Shattern. This is a huge ag community, when you start hearing about the stuff that the ag is going through, and then you start seeing the small businesses, what they're going through, then you start talking football and like what we're having to deal with, it really seems minute compared to what those guys are going through. They're talking their family, their livelihood, and those type of things. And then for us to start talking football, it's kind of, I kind of feel guilty about it after I do. But when you look at this, this is one of them things where those coaches, their livelihoods are getting affected. And really, it's just not the football program. What I read was anybody that makes over $40,000 a year at Boise State got furloughed for 10 to 15 days.
And right, yep.
You just feel terrible for all those people there. And the other thing, you know, is it isn't just at Boise. We're hearing that the University of Mary, they furloughed a bunch of their athletics department. And then also yesterday, a Division II program, they were 7-4 last year. They closed their doors on their university.
Wow.
And so that's also really real sad. And those are things that, you know, are just that's where people's lives get affected. And those coaches that work there, it's going to be hard for them to get a job. It's not the time where coaches are looking for jobs. Most of the programs have hired all of their staffs, and there's not a lot of movement after, you know, because everybody wants to be hired before spring ball. And so you feel really tough for all those people involved, because that's life changing. So I guess I don't know how to really answer that besides that it's sad. And I'm afraid that if you watch the news from 6 a.m. till noon and you watch every news station, you know, there's a lot of scary stuff out there, and you just hope it's not going to come true.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that, Jay. It can get kind of caught up too much in some of that stuff day to day. And, you know, you mentioned people in their business, whether you're a waiter or a business owner or whatever, even, you know, for you guys, for us who are involved in college sports, it does start to affect our livelihoods. And it really could in the fall. We could all find ourselves in somewhat of a unfortunate similar situation, depending on how this thing plays out. And so my final question for you is, what are you hearing about the fall schedule? Is RMAC football going to start on time? Will the season be delayed? Do you know if the school or the conference, are they making contingency plans for any just-in-case scenarios? Should the virus still be too much of an impact to society to kind of carry on as normal? What are you hearing?
You know, Dave, this is I think the question everybody wants to know. I don't know that answer. Everything that that comes out of my mouth would be speculation or rumor, and I really the best answer I can say is I don't know. We're just like everybody else, and things change all the time. I really hope that we get to play this fall. And our plans are that we're going to play this fall, and our coaches' plans are that we're going to do our summer camps this summer.
Mm-hmm.
To answer that question, I think that's everybody's guess, and I don't know who does know that answer. I just think that you prepare for all plans, and at the end of this thing, I really hope that we're being able to play football in the fall. Because if we're not, I'm assuming that our economy is in pretty tough shape if we aren't able to be able to play, if they're not allowing students to come back to campus in the fall.
Yeah, it would be a wild and sad time if that does carry on into the fall. Jay, have you thought about of all the possibilities and things, people talking about starting in a winter season going into spring, so essentially no spring football next year except the regular season, a December, January, February, March type of regular season. I mean, have you concocted up any ideas or dreamt of a dream scenario if things don't start on time at all? Do you have any thoughts or ideas?
Dave, have you been reading the media when these coaches comment on this stuff? They all get in trouble, man. So I honestly, like I told you earlier, we're preparing for the fall, and gosh, I hope that we're going to be able to play ball in the fall. And I would also, just like to finish with just telling everybody to listen and be safe. I heard we've been doing a lot with our coaches in regards to, staying sharp and contacting other coaches that are out there. And one of the things that I'll tell you, Dave, is that one of the best things I heard was during this time, reinvest in your family, because especially the people that have to stay at home, reinvest in your family, spend that time with your family, and find the positives in it, and that's what what I'm trying to do. Trying to do is during the fall and during the spring right now. Normally I don't spend a lot of time at the house, so this is one of those times where I can go on walks with my wife, help my kids with homework and get to spend a lot of time with them. So that would be the best piece of advice I've heard from some coaches as we've been talking. So
yeah, it's a great point, Jay. Thanks for bringing that up. And I know we should be doing the spring football game and broadcast this weekend, but hopefully we'll have something in the fall for fans to enjoy involving Shadron State football on the field with your team. Head coach Jay Long with us here today, catching us up on everything CSC football during the spring period and what's going on in this crazy coronavirus world we're in. Jay, stay safe. Healthy, and best to you, the coaches, the players, and everybody in getting through this and getting prepared for what we hope is a fall season.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Appreciate you. You doing this. It's fun to talk some ball. So thank you. Take care.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.